It is the year 2022, and America is number one. It is number one in death. More people got killed in America by the coronavirus than in any other country. Now, this is really quite an achievement, considering that, for example, the population of India is three times the population of the United States. And there are other very large populations in the world who do not have America's money. So this is really a very considerable achievement. Now, we need to look at how the American political and economic elite reacted to this horrific catastrophe. President Biden represents the American establishment. The return of the American establishment to power in 2021 was supposed to save things. It was supposed to put things back, put things right. So logically, you would assume that with the Democratic Party in charge of the White House, the Senate, and the Congress, you would assume that national health insurance would have been passed, because hundreds and hundreds of thousands of human beings were killed in America. We know that for sure, because of the fact that America is the only country in the world without national health insurance. However, that did not happen. The Biden administration and the Democratic leaders in Congress did not even bother proposing, much less passing, legislation that would have given health care for all in the middle of the deadliest epidemic in American history. That's right, they didn't even bother trying. So that shows there's something very fundamentally wrong with the political establishment. Mr. Donald Trump was a person of questionable sanity, and his handling of the epidemic left much to be desired. But it is not good enough just to blame all this on Mr. Trump, as the Democrats suggest. As we mentioned, they came into power, they never proposed health insurance, okay? National health insurance. And Mr. Trump does deserve credit for having invented the vaccines. Yes, he does. Even if you don't like him, you have to give him credit for that. And there's also very serious questions about the lockdowns that were proposed by so many Democratic state governors. Very serious questions about that, particularly in light of the success of places like Florida that went in a different direction. The lockdowns ruined millions of people's lives and also led to a whole series of other health problems. Now, in September 2021, the Secretary General of the UN and all global health experts called on America to make a major commitment to assisting the world's poor in fighting COVID. Now, in fairness to Biden, there was some money in the March COVID bill passed by Congress, but that was grossly inadequate for the world's poor. What was the response of Mr. Biden and his team to these requests? Their response to these requests was no. Mr. Biden organized a seminar, right? Yeah, a talkathon, and he considered that to be a great achievement. So this is a morally, and it is the year 2022, and Biden has still not proposed much of anything for global COVID aid. So this is a morally defining moment. Our planet is hit by the greatest epidemic within memory, and the rich nations refuse to help the poor. These are the League of Democracies, America and Europe, the League of Democracies, these shining examples of morality. So, but this shows they are not shining examples of morality, and this shows the total moral depravity of these governments and the moral bankruptcy of these governments. So, as of August 2022, no money has been added for helping global COVID, which is also totally insane since every aspect of COVID has come from overseas. So you'd think that this would be a national security issue. Meanwhile, Biden and the Democrats have voted for larger and larger imperialism and war budgets, while an ineffectual U.S. peace movement has done not much of anything. In fact, there's really been zero leadership from the so-called peace movement on the whole issue of aid to the poor. These people are weak. They're basically irrelevant. Meanwhile, in March of 2022, the Biden administration didn't bother pushing the renewal of COVID funding to take care of Americans. You couldn't make this up. Meanwhile, in 2021, so much of the COVID situation had been mismanaged by the Biden administration. Masks had not been put into production. Testing kits had not been put into production, which is one of the reasons for the enormous disaster that occurred in the winter of 2021 and 2022. No, sorry, you can't blame that on Mr. Trump. He was not in office. As of August 2022, still no money has been appropriated for domestic COVID, and the Democrats are celebrating some half-baked budget deal and acting like it's the millennium, which completely ignored all aspects of health insurance other than renewing some subsidies for the troubled Obamacare program, and they think that's a big success. This bill didn't even correct the lunatic policies of Obamacare and Medicare Part D, which literally ban people from buying health insurance most of the year. So this is a dysfunctional system. When will COVID aid be done? We don't know, because the Senate doesn't come back until the second week of September, and that's going to be very busy. So this is a failure of the system. Now, overseas, America provoked a confrontation with Russia by encouraging the overthrow, the violent overthrow of a legally elected government in Ukraine in 2014, which caused the Russians to defend their naval base in Crimea, a very important national security asset for Russia. The U.S. reacted by launching an economic war against Russia. Now, we unreservedly condemn Mr. Putin's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. However, there's very serious questions about the lack of negotiations on the part of Biden to stop this war. There are very serious questions about that. And this war shows another example of the moral bankruptcy of the great League of Plutocratic Democracies. Or are they democracies? They might be plutocracies of NATO vis-a-vis the global majority, the world's poor. Sanctions were put through against Russian agricultural and fertilizer exports in such a slapdash manner that they cut these exports off to the poor nations of the world. Now, America claims this was all a misunderstanding. Maybe it was. Maybe America is so incompetent they couldn't figure that out. But it's a little late now because that stuff has been cut off via the financing and the whole series of sanctions that America has put on Russia in retaliation, sanctions which threaten the entire world economy. So again, we say a willingness to kill people in the land of the global majority, which is why the majority of the people on this planet have voted against America's resolutions in the UN against Russia. No, everybody is not supporting America, contrary to what corporate news might tell you. Meanwhile, the utter incompetence of the Biden administration in Afghanistan led to the total collapse of the American puppet government and its replacement by the Taliban. The Taliban offered to negotiate. America refused to negotiate and stole $7 billion of the Afghan people's money and then gave $3.5 billion of that to a fancy law firm connected to the Biden administration. This was a completely immoral act and is going to kill a million people in Afghanistan. That is the view of all experts in this field.